Sports are back, and with it, sports card prices are going crazy. Today, the five hottest cards, or maybe the five biggest overreactions. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love. Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in months, we get to talk about price movements of sports cards that are actually related to games being played. Can you imagine? There are games being played and card prices are jumping around as a result. We've got a crazy top five list for you today. Also crazy are the number of special guests and giveaways we have lined up for you for the Virtual Sports Card Con 2020. I know by now you've heard me talk about it a bunch. It's gonna be worth your while. We have more than $10,000, I think it's more than $15,000 worth of cards and box breaks we're going to be giving away to the viewing audience for free. We have all kinds of special guests, including we're adding a few celebrity athletes to the guest list. We might even be able to get an interview from the NBA bubble about what's going on there with a player in the bubble. I can't say for sure, but we got something we're working on. We might be going inside the bubble and talking basketball cards with a player who's balling right now for the NBA. It's going to be amazing. It all starts Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the Virtual Sports Card Con 2020, totally free. And of course, if you haven't signed up yet, you must go do it right now. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on the Virtual 2020 in the main menu bar and register for free. And by the way, the entire schedule is there. Go check it out. It's going to be awesome. Also awesome is what's happening in the sports card hobby right now. The sports card hobby is hot. We know it's been hot. It's incredibly hot. It's only getting hotter, it seems, week over week. But now we actually have sports being played to fuel it. And what that also means is with all of this pent-up energy, all of us, you, me, all of these sports fans who have been just waiting so desperately to see games back on the TV for the last several months. Now that we have them, you can imagine that there's going to be so much fluctuation, so much energy in the sports card market with prices bouncing up and down. And there may be no greater example than that than the first player on this week's top five list. And I am talking about Bol Bol. You want to talk about how crazy the sports card hobby is right now and how this pent-up energy is affecting card prices? Bol Bol literally has one good practice, and his card prices go bananas. Allen Iverson, we need Allen Iverson in here. Can we get Allen Iverson in here?
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice, not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
Yes, that's all it takes, ladies and gentlemen. Bol Bol had two good practices so far with the Denver Nuggets. Now, I will remind everybody that the Denver Nuggets are very depleted right now. They only had eight players who were even eligible to play. So, of course, they've got to play this guy. But they played him. His first practice, he went for 16 points. This was a scrimmage, by the way, I think against Washington. He went for 16 points, 10 boards, and 6 blocks in a scrimmage. And then his next scrimmage against New Orleans, he went for 15 points. And look at what his card prices did. This is his 2019 Prism Basketball Silver Raw. And you can see, you know, actually, even before this, he was shown in a social media highlight of, like, he had this, like, dunk where Jokic threw him a ball, and that started this right here. And then all of a sudden, he has a good practice scrimmage against Washington. Whoop! Boom! Like, look at that. Like, literally, this is a card. This raw 2019 Prism Silver was $20. $20 2 weeks ago. It spiked all the way up to $125. One practice scrimmage caused a price to increase by 500%. It went from $25 to $125 on the back of a scrimmage. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the sports card world that we are now living in. It's going to be one heck of a ride, so get used to it. Get used to it, because this is how dynamic the marketplace is. And yes, this probably was a little bit of an overreaction. Actually, it was a lot of an overreaction, let's be honest, because Bol Bol is not going to probably see the court very much in the actual games that matter once Denver gets their full lineup back. But nonetheless, it's fun to see this kind of stuff take place, isn't it? It's just amazing to watch. And let's continue on the train of people just jumping on whomever is hot and whatever the news is at that moment. And we're going to go to baseball, of course, where there's real games being played, games that matter, games that count. And we're going to go to Giancarlo Stanton of the New York Yankees. Now, personally, I am a fan of Giancarlo Stanton this season. I think that he could do some real good things this year. I was high on him weeks ago before the season started. His last 2 years have been disappointing. Last year, he was, I think he only played, what, like 18 games last season because he was injured for so much of the season. The year before was maybe a little substandard or quite substandard compared to, you know, what I think people expected him to do. But he's healthy, he's back, and maybe he can now be that slugger that the Yankees were hoping for when they got him from the Marlins a couple years ago. And, of course, what happens? He comes out, he homers right away in his first game, he's actually has had two impressive homers so far, plus a double. He's looking good, he's looking strong, he's looking healthy. You know, people thought that the home run record in this shortened 60-game season, people thought that maybe 20 home runs was going to get the home run record. This is a good start for him. It's very possible that he could be the one to get there. He might break 20 home runs. Certainly, if he keeps at this pace, he will. And so people are excited about that, and you can see that in the reflection of his card prices. Let's see here. We got his 2010 Topps update card number US 50 on the screen. This is in PSA 10. His 2010 Topps update PSA 10. And you can see what's happened here, right? I mean, this was a card that just before the season started, before these home runs were hit, was $56. And then this card just rocketed in the last few days once he came out and belted the home runs and is looking good. It's now $185. Again, a card that was $56 is now $185. That is how quick things are going to change. And apparently it only takes two home runs for that type of thing to happen. That is the sports card hobby in the year 2020. It's absolutely amazing. So speaking of other players who have been hot, how about Corey Seager? How about Corey Seager of the Los Angeles Dodgers? You know, last year he was tied for fourth in the majors with 44 doubles, even though he struggled with a hamstring issue for much of last season. Well, this year he's healthy. By the way, the season before that, he was out with Tommy John. So he has had, Seager has not been 100%, not been 100% now for a while, for a few seasons. And now people feel he's back to 100% and his early play has proved it. He is currently batting .313 in the games that he's played so far. He's had a couple of doubles. He's looking fast. He's looking good. He's got a very important position in the middle of the Dodgers lineup. And of course, as a shortstop, he also gets, he's also got an extremely important position in the field as well. And so people like the start that Corey Seager has shown. And you can see people also like his cards right now. And so Corey Seager's cards, I'm looking at his 2016 Topps Chrome in PSA 10. This was a card that was as little as $25 just 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago. This card was as little as $25, and we're now peaking at around $70 to $75, a 3x increase over the course of less than 2 weeks. Again, this is what happens. You start the season hot, the sports card hobby is going to react. Do you guys realize this is getting, sports cards are getting like more and more like fantasy sports every single day. Like this is, sports cards, in my opinion, are the superior version of fantasy sports, maybe the future in some ways of fantasy sports. Like we are like reacting to sports cards like you would react to like the free agent wire or trading within fantasy sports, because that's the type of swings you see. But the cooler thing here is there's real profit to be made. It's hard to make profit playing daily fantasy sports or fantasy sports in general. There's real profit to be made in the sports card hobby if you can get on a player like this early. It's fun to watch how these types of things are swinging right now and how quickly and how dynamic the marketplace is. So let's talk about another player. Now, this guy got a huge boost in the last week in his prices, not because of something that happened on the field, but actually something that happened off the field. Another baseball player, another Dodger, and somebody who just signed an amazing contract. And by the way, I think he is well worth it. I'm talking about Mookie Betts. And Mookie Betts is one heck of a player. I cannot believe the Red Sox let him get away. And as soon as the Dodgers got him, they wanted to keep him. And keep him they did, because they signed him to a 12-year contract worth, got to get this one right, this is an incredible number, $365 million over the course of the next 12 seasons, running through 2032. Incredible. Second largest contract in MLB history behind only Mike Trout. That's right. So, and you know what? Deservedly so. This guy has absolutely incredible analytics. He's already won 4 gold gloves. He's already won an MVP award. His wins above replacement are almost 42 over the course of the last 6 seasons. And by the way, ESPN, I love, you guys know I'm into analytics. I'm into heavy analytics because I like analytics as a predictor of future sports card values. And one thing that I noted a few months ago was that ESPN ran a very advanced algorithm to predict how many MVP awards every current player in the MLB will win over the course of their remaining career. And it had Trout 1, and it had Betts 2. Acuna was 3rd. That caught my eye. And I said, sure, why not? He's still a young player. He has already won an MVP. He's got many great years ahead of him. And by the way, he's in LA. He's in LA. And if he can help LA get to a championship, what a baseball card to own. And what a baseball card it has been to own the last couple of weeks. And I am looking here at his 2014 Topps update in PSA 10. And look at the climb fueled by the new contract. This was a card that going back about 10 days or go, you could have had this card for as little as $189 10 days ago. Now, this card's going to set you back almost $600. We've gone up 3x in 10 days, $189 to almost $600 in 10 days. Incredible. We saw a similar thing, by the way, when the Chiefs committed to Patrick Mahomes for such a long time. The contracts actually make a difference. People want to know that he's going to stay with a team in LA that has the potential to win multiple rings. And now they know he's there for the long haul in one of the biggest media markets in the world on a great team. I like it. I like Mookie Betts, and I like these. I like where these card prices have gone. Thankfully, I own some, so I particularly like where these card prices have gone. All right, let's talk about another guy who has been hot, but this guy hot in a different sport. We're going to go to the world of soccer. We're going to go to the pitch, and we're going to talk about Neymar, because Neymar just led his team to the French Cup final. Actually, scored the game winner in the French Cup final. And of course, Neymar was already a legend. Already somebody, the Brazilian, just a hero of Brazil, a world-renowned soccer player. People love Neymar. And by the way, he'd be getting a lot of publicity in the last couple of weeks because Barcelona is trying to sign him again. Barcelona is trying to bring him there. And so there's been all the conversations with Barcelona. People have been excited about him going back to Barcelona. And then meanwhile, while he's negotiating those deals, he's just, you know, winning championships for his current team in the French Cup. So it's certainly taken the headlines. And as you know, as a sports card investor, headlines are good for players' card values. You want to lead the Sports Center headlights. You want to lead the Sports Center highlights. You want to lead the headlines. As long as it's good news. Like, we don't need you up there in the headlines for some, like, crazy, you know, assault thing, right? But we do need you in the headlines for doing things like what Neymar is doing. making game-winning goals, winning championships, and negotiating big deals to go to big teams. Those are all good things for sports card prices, and you can see that reflected in, we're going to look here at his 2014 World Cup Prism soccer card. This is raw. This is just his base card in raw from 2014 Prism World Cup soccer. This was a card that if you go back to the beginning of May, this was like a $5 card. $5, you know, there were some that started to bounce around a little bit depending on the condition, but you know, $5 to $10 depending on what condition you pick this card up in. Now, recent days, it's a $50 card, or at least close to it, somewhere between maybe about $40 and $50, $35 and $50, depending on, again, kind of the condition of that raw card. But if you just want to strictly look at change percentage over the course of this graph, that is a 919% increase. A 919% increase over the course of the last 90 days. Absolutely amazing. And it just shows you that the bounds of the sports card hobby are limitless. Because by the way, within Market Movers, we now also track, we not only track basketball and baseball and football, which we talk about a lot on this show, but we track a lot of hockey now. We track a lot of soccer now. We also are starting to track boxing cards. We're starting to track UFC cards. We're starting to track tennis cards, and we're tracking golf cards. So all walks of the sports card hobby, we're starting to track in our Market Movers data, and we're seeing these price increases everywhere. The hobby is hot. Cards are going up no matter the sport, no matter what you're collecting, no matter if it's modern or if it's vintage. It's the hottest sports card. It's as hot as the sports card market has ever been. And you know what? I think it's only up from here because we got sports back. We got sports back. And I cannot wait for basketball to get going and to see what craziness happens the first time some rookie scores 30 points in one of these play-in games or whatever it might look like. This is going to be a fun show for the weeks ahead as we watch these sports cards bounce around in prices. So if you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe, hit the little bell icon, and go sign up for the Virtual Sports Card Con 2020. It's going to be worth your while. It's totally free. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click the Virtual 2020 in the main menu bar. And it starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time on this YouTube channel. So be on this YouTube channel Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time for all the fun. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow at the virtual. Take care.